Hello.
I am back with another quite short tale, I hope, of Dream the Unicorn. It's called Off to the Village. I was thinking of Dream last night as I was going to sleep, and so decided to give you a little bit of detail about the village that Prickles the Hedgehog lives in, and Dream lives in a beautiful cave almost next door. Dream the Unicorn and I am going to the village to take my friend Prickles, the tiny little hedgehog, for a ride. Every day and every night, my mission is to leave my magical cave loaded with energy, fairy dust, pixie drops, and mystical mist to help you to be happy, fearless, kind, confident, and to actually see and visualize your dreams and all the things you wish to happen to you. Dream is a lot like Father Christmas. Dream can travel the universe in the blink of an eye to soothe children to dreamland. On Dream's magical horn is a dream dar. That's a radar to detect and reset dreams, and it's ready at all times to sprinkle fairy dust all around you, or any other little child, or person for that matter, that is feeling a bit anxious or unsettled or upset. The fairy dust settles and flutters all around you to cocoon you in a safe rest and sleep. Why don't you choose your colour or colours as you feel that mist of sprinkles cover you in a protective blanket? Maybe it makes you invisible. When I was a little girl, I lived in a house with a very dark room, and it was very cold and really quite frightening. And I used to imagine that I had a magical unicorn that had a radar that could sense that I was feeling scared and sprinkle that magic mist down over me. Dream patrols the universe, your guardian. That means he takes care of you. A storyteller and friend, available at all times in your quiet mind. So when you just settle down and breathe slowly and imagine Dream. Dream is going to take Prickles the tiny hedgehog for a ride today. Dream lives in a mystical cave near the village where Prickles lives. It's a beautiful place near the seaside. Let me describe it to you. Oak Tree Cottage is on Hedgehog Row, which is where the hedgehog family has their den. Right in front of the cottage is Hedgehog Row. Then there is a small shop that sells a little bit of everything, and the shopkeeper, Mrs. Peach, is really, really nice. Quite sweet, really. Next is the post office. Outside, beside the door, is the pillar box, a bright red pillar box with gold letters on it. It's called a pillar or post box because it is a round pillar with a slightly domed top on, an opening in the front where you pop letters in. Nearby is a bakery full of delicious cakes and bread and cream-filled goodies. There is a wishing well in Hedgehog Square that has a small pond too, and of course a manor house where the Lord of the Manor lives. There's a castle that looks out over Bonfire Bay. Bonfire Bay is called that because many, many, many years ago, bonfires were lit to warn of people coming to invade this tiny place. No more, we're all safe. There's Hart's Hill that leads to Love Lane. Reed River winds its way down to the sea or ocean, As Dream slowly glides into land on the village green, she descends over the lighthouse, standing tall and proud on its rocky ledge. And at night, maybe you can visualize again another warning. It's a beam of bright, bright light that turns and flashes on the sea or the ocean, so that if there's bad weather, storms, or anything that's dangerous, it warns the ships that they should be careful. Then over the seafront she comes, full of holidaymakers all having fun in amusement arcades, eating ice cream, eating candy floss on sticks. And as Dream gently lands, the little creatures scuttle off to Imp Woods to hide. Imps are the tiny little mischievous fairies and elves that live in these woods. They're almost invisible, so they really could have stayed playing on the green. They would never have been spotted. Prickles heard the flapping of Dream's beautiful wings, wings that sound like magical bells. Dream had sent Prickles' mom a note delivered by a shiny black raven. The note was to ask permission to fly on a short adventure with her son. And strapped to Dream's saddle is a clear pod shaped like an egg that's lying on its side. The lid lifts and a comfortable mattress of moss is ready for Prickles to have a comfy ride wherever they decide to go on adventure. Those glimmering glossy wings rest on the grass so Prickles can walk up to his seat. His harness in place, we are now ready to have a flash of an adventure. For Dream and Prickles, it will be a fun discovery of new places and things. For Prickles' parents, it will seem to go by in a fast flash, so they don't worry. Maybe you can picture that pretty village, Dream's magical cave, the seashore, see it anyhow you wish from the description in this story. Have fun, dream big, dream your dreams, your story. Imagine Prickles' little village and explore it and have your own adventures until Dream returns to take you on an imaginary journey wherever and whenever you want. Just see Dream in your mind, that beautiful, beautiful, magical horse that has giant, shiny wings of any color that you would love to imagine. That horn between the end of her nose or his nose and between the ears, with that radar that we can't see, that is always looking to guide you and send that magical dust to keep you feeling safe. Just see it in any color you wish, every time you think of Dream, wherever you are, sprinkling down, protecting you. And soon we will be back for an adventure to a very special place, I'm sure.